Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. With the Phils, they get a dub. W beat the Rays, minor league ballpark. Kind of a cool game to watch. We'll get into that. We'll get into some broader stuff with the Phils, as they have played better baseball the last 2 weeks. Two back now, the Mets within the division. Some offseason Eagles stuff to get to today, including Dallas Goedert and more, where that's headed. We got Metallica tickets today. You can only win them if you call. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
What up, bud?
There's no official time zone in Antarctica.
Yeah, that, well, I mean, sure. At the very, I mean, fine.
That's crazy when you think about it. It's the world's fifth largest continent, and it doesn't have an official time zone.
So
and
what time is it there?
Does
time not exist?
That's really a great question, too. You've got...
Yeah.
Research stations. There's about 50 permanent research stations in Antarctica, and most of them are just synced up to the local time in the countries that they hail from.
That's wild.
That is legit wild, man. That's
really
pretty cool. Good fact.
That is. I mean, I feel like at certain points there should be a specific time, but at the actual tip, you know, I don't know what to say, man. You know? I mean, I could say just the tip, but I won't.
But you did.
I was like, should I? Shouldn't I? I guess I did. Good morning, boys and girls. All right, so nice job with the Phils last night. I thought the ballpark thing was neat. You know, look, I'm happy to be here, but I'll say this. One of the things that was going through my mind is how fun would it have been to take a couple days off and go down there for this series? I mean, you kidding me? The Phillies in a Major League Baseball game in a series in a minor league ballpark? I thought that looked really cool.
It's right near Clearwater, too, so you'd have that kind of Phillies vibe. I mean, you saw it in the stands last night.
I just thought it's neat. It's different. You know, you don't get this all that often, obviously, while the Rays play in the Yankees facility. But look, good job by the Phillies last night. Three main guys, Wheeler, Schwarber, Casty. They all did superb. Obviously, others contributed as well, but Wheeler seems totally back on track. Schwarber doing Schwarber things, and Castellanos, who doesn't always do it, but sometimes does, and often does it in bunches, certainly did last night.
Alec Boehm hit his first home run since September 20th of last season.
That was big, too,
the
John.
The power, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
The power's back.
Yeah, he's going to have seven this year.
It looks like he's been really repping it out in the gym. His chest is bigger than
he's
ever.
He's swole up.
So, he was one of only five players heading into last night who had qualified at bats who had yet to home.
Wow. So, and he's a third baseman.
And he's 6'5".
Come on. 6'5". That's
Holy
incredible.
Cow.
So really good job by the Phils last night. Fun game and all that. Here's what I want to get to today at 215-592-9494, because the Phils are now two games back of the Mets. Game and a half up on the wild card spot. Technically, even more than that, because they would hold the tiebreaker right now in Arizona. Here's kind of how I would frame the first 6 weeks. Two good weeks, two bad weeks, two good weeks. That's what it is. And so they're in a nice spot right now. Here's what I want to get at. I'm curious where you stand, 215-592-9494. Not only for your reaction to last night and the last 2 weeks, but this broader, bigger picture topic. I'm curious if you're settling into the season knowing, and I'm using the word knowing, you might not, knowing that the Phillies are pretty darn good. they're very likely to make the playoffs, but also knowing they're not perfect and accepting of that, or if it's going to be a complain all year scenario. Because, John, I've really been struck, especially those two bad weeks, but especially coming off of the way it ended last season, what a bad mood so many people were in. How, I mean, fast.
That's for sure.
How fast people, it almost reminds me a little bit of me with Jalen Hurts. We're like, I am very fast to complain about Jalen Hurts. Some people think way the hell too fast. Many people think I'm too fast. And of course, we complain about the Eagles. A lot of us did.
I do not think you're too fast.
Well, you think I'm just wrong to complain about him. But
no, he meant literally too fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, okay. So it's just one of those things where I'm trying to drive at the psyche of all of us as fans, how we're digesting this season. Because if there's one thing that has struck me more than anything so far, it's that people have a very quick trigger this year to say, that's why they're going to lose in October. That right there, that thing from last night. John,
they're
and listen, and they may
to...
and they may lose in October, or they may win it all. John,
yes, where that's the beauty of it.
Where do you stand on how you are taking this thing in this year?
I'm accepting that this Phillies team is good and not anywhere close to perfect.
At being the very good, least, very good.
Being good very doesn't good. Mean you're perfect.
Yep.
Being good doesn't mean you win every game. And right. Man, that's for sure. We're really seeing that proven this season. We are good. We are seemingly trying to time up the good this year in ways that last season, the season before, you know, we're sort of, I think, at a new level of readiness. I hope. I mean, am I being foolish in talking myself into believing that this is a team who, having been through the fire, having been there and done that, even though they're going less far each season,
right,
for the last three.
That's right.
They do feel like they've got the experience that they need. They know what they need to do. They just need to go out and do it this time. I feel like we need some help. But this team knows that they really are an accomplished group in a lot of ways.
So I think you're shortchanging them, calling them good.
Need to sprinkle some help here and there.
Yep, yep.
And when the time comes, they need to qualify for the postseason.
Wait, if you're going to do the whole ad thing, you're talking about Dombrowski trade deadline? Is that where you're headed? Because he's been horrible at that.
Expect that he has to do better this trade deadline.
Well, he has to. I don't expect it, but he has to.
He has to do better than he has in the last few years. We especially, the arms in the bullpen need to change the way that bullpen performs. So can you get that done?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
So here's the thing I want to find out from everyone at 215-592-9494. In addition, of course, to reacting to last night, it's sort of a way of framing this question. Do you view this season as glass half full or glass half empty?
It's definitely full. The starting rotation, 2.87.
Phenomenal.
2.87 ERA. That's fourth in the National League. That's what gives us a chance.
Totally.
We're ironing out a lot of things right now offensively, and we are ironing out who this team thinks they are and the way they think they're supposed to carry themselves. I really do believe that is the big mystery right now, and they're figuring that out, and that's normal.
I think the biggest mystery right now, honestly, is how will they hit in October? I really do. I think that's the biggest mystery. But I feel confident that the pitching, which, by the way, I actually think in many ways will get better. To me, Wheeler's just kind of coming on. Nola's only going to get better. Ranger, who's only started one time, is going to get better. Now, Lizardo could pitch worse. But I would actually bet on the starting pitchers pitching better the rest of the way than worse. James, glass half full. Like, if they go 5-2 in the next seven games, is that a complaint? Or because of the two losses? Or is that I got a really good baseball team?
I'll never complain with 2 or 3 at a time, like 5-2, 6-2, whatever you want to say. Like, if they keep winning 2 or 3, like, I'm not going to complain about it.
Yep.
It's funny you phrased it in the too good, too bad.
Because that is what it was.
But mine is not lined up with that. But to this specific thing you're talking about, like, I've gone in waves. Like, I have had parts of this season where I get overly angry. I have parts of this season where I'm kind of just checked out. Not on the moment, but on what you just said. On the idea of, like, well, you know, as long as they get to the playoffs and hit, that's really all it's going to matter. It's hard to judge them on a night-to-night basis when we have that kind of hanging over us. And then the bullpen thing has been such a roller coaster. So, like,
yes, it has.
I honestly don't know how to feel this. I swear, like that. I'm really struggling with how to feel on a week-to-week basis with this team.
In terms of day-to-day for many people, that's what I mean.
Like belief. They're playing decent baseball, but then I think about that bullpen in the playoffs and a much better bullpen falling apart last year in the playoffs. I think about watching these guys hit, and I'm like, you know, Schwarber's awesome, but other than that, there's like not a and Castellanos, but we know that
there's no one that's consistently. It's Schwarber and Bryce are the only. It's supposed to be.
And so it's
Schwarber.
like, and we know what that looks like in the playoffs. I'm really struggling.
And Trey's defense is a tremendous source of aggravation.
It's a disaster. So I'm struggling. It's not going to get better. Really struggling trying to know how I feel about this team, both regular season and what it means for the playoffs.
So what I'm trying to drive at today, and you guys I'm sure can tell, 215-592-9494. Ultimately, it's like, what kind of squad do we got? But it's also, how are you digesting this season? And one way to just frame it is, do you view the Phillies through the prism of glass half full, which is where I am. I'm going to be very clear. I think they'll make the playoffs. I think John actually shortchanged, and maybe it was unintentional, when John referred to them as good in the first 2 or 3 minutes of the segment. I think they are very good. I think they have a better chance to get to great than settle back into good. I could be wrong. But, I mean, I'm telling you guys, with this starting pitching, I think they're closer to great than good. But I know this. I'm certain, at the very least, they're very good.
Doesn't it hit you a little bit, though, when John said the ERA was like 2.87? That's great. Fourth in the National League? Like, that should be first in the National League. Like,
well, obviously some teams have pitched well.
My point is that pitching is ahead of hitting. So it's like, I'm with you, but I'd rather have the best lineup than the best starting rotation right now. And that's not something I would have said in the past.
Wow.
But right now, I feel like that's kind of where the sport is.
Well, look, that's a whole different wrinkle. Where do you stand on it? How are you digesting the season? Because most people this year, let's be real, have been very quick triggered to complain. And I get it, guys. I've been part of it. I've come on here some days and, you know, Trey's defense in the bullpen and Dombrowski and, you know, all this stuff. And I get it. I'm part of it. But I also say, when you pull back a bit, you realize, you know, they're pretty damn good. You know, and like, they are in a playoff spot as of now with how crummy they played for stretches. It does kind of remind me a little bit of the reaction the town had to the Eagles in September and October when they were, you know, not clicking on all cylinders, but still winning at a decent clip. Where do you stand? 215-592-9494. Off and rolling. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. By the way, I got a big win yesterday. I'll tell you about that later today.
Oh, can't wait.
Pretty big win.
Is it update worthy?
Not necessarily, because I don't want to highlight it too much.
Now I'm really intrigued.
Just leaving that out there. Rhea, the Phils this year, glass half full, glass half empty, as you're digesting it.
I am always officially listed as day-to-day. I think you know me well enough by now. You know, I never watch a game and go, oh, there's 120-plus games to go till October. I don't do that. Listen, the Phillies deserve the short leash they're on just because of the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Similar things have cropped up in previous playoff failures, but, you know, and the sweep by the Mets kind of still lingers with me. I need Trey moved off a shortstop. But, you know, I love baseball. I love the everyday. One day I love them, one day I hate them. Yep. I mean, it's
and that's kind of fun, right?
Yeah, and that's why I'm a sports fan.
Exactly.
I don't go, well, you know, it's okay that they got crushed 10-0.
Yeah. We're not St. Louis.
No, exactly. Right? Like, I'm deeply invested in every game. And I said to James before the show, for the first time in a long time, I'm super excited about what's in the minors.
Well, I mean, it does seem like they really have some real prospects.
And they're saying that they'll bring them up.
Yes.
And let them contribute. That, you know, you always are, oh, they're too young, they're too this. Dombrowski's like, no, I won't hesitate.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
So 215-592-9494 for everyone on all this. Devin, glass half full, glass half empty. Digesting the Phillies this year, how are you taking it in?
Glass 3/4 of the way full, I'd say. If I had to pinpoint how I feel, you know, throughout this stretch of the season thus far, it would be almost full, but not quite there yet. I understand, you know, the frustrations and worries. And I think that you kind of summed it up perfectly comparing it to the start of the Eagles season, where they're on a short leash because of the way things ended and because of the way things went really the back half of last season. I understand that. But it is still a good baseball club. I don't want to say great. They are good. I want to see a little bit more from the offense. And, you know, the bullpen just really prevents me from being all in, from being full glass half full, because that's going to be a problem that's going to linger with this team really up through the trade deadline. We'll see what Dombrowski does, if anything, into the postseason. I don't believe that they can win a series.
So let me just say this. To that last point, though, I mean, imagine a scenario where people stay healthy, which maybe they will, maybe they won't, where they get to move two pitchers into the bullpen. Totally different bullpen. I mean, imagine Ranger and Andrew Painter are both in the bullpen in October. That's
imagine. How do I imagine him at this point when it's still, like, it just seems like
he's pitching.
Well,
we don't know if they'll move him into the bullpen.
But someone's going there. Like, put it this way. You could have three guys. You could have Mick Abel in the bullpen. You could have Painter in the bullpen. You could have Ranger in the bullpen. I mean, what is that?
And I know he stinks.
That's amazing.
But there still is a trade deadline coming up, too. Like, I know Dombrowski's been horrible at it, but, like, they're going to make trades. The question is, can he finally make a good one? I mean, in his past, Dave Dombrowski has made great deadline trades. Yeah. He just hasn't done it here.
I will say this. I have more confidence in guys in the organization improving the bullpen than Dombrowski.
Well, how could you have any confidence in Dombrowski? But they will make trades. You know, there is other additions.
How are you digesting this Phillies thing? And it has been a roller coaster. Don't kid yourself. And people have been very quick to complain. And I've been one of them. And I, like Rhea, maintain my right to complain future weeks and shows. Yes. But I feel pretty good. I think they're a damn good baseball team. I think they're very good. I really do. All right, 215-592-9494. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win, how about it, a pair of tickets to see Metallica. This will wake you up. Imagine if someone has their alarm set, John, at WIP at 6:21. This is the first thing they hear.
Your darkness imprisoning me as the opening line for their morning.
Get up!
Absolute horror.
I know, right?
You're already late to work. Get that ass moving. Metallica, awesome band. They're going to be in town really coming up soon, May 25th at the Link. The M72 World Tour. Tickets remain on sale at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. You can also win them today, and here's how, at 215-592-9494. You got to give us a great scene in a movie or a show with an animal. Why? Because I was watching The Notebook yesterday, and I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. How many passes through The Notebook is that?
I mean, 25 or 30.
Oh, my God.
It is right there. It is right there with Romeo and Juliet amongst the greatest love stories of all time.
My God. Turn his mic off.
And it's got multiple great scenes with animals. Got the scenes with the ducks. Got the scene on the lake. Got the scenes with the birds flying. I mean, it's beautiful. Give me a great scene from a movie or a show with animals. I don't know if you can beat The Notebook, but best answer whoever provides it. John is just shaking his head in disbelief.
He's not the only one.
Devin doesn't know what to say because I think she's a Notebook fan. That's what I'm sensing.
Me, no, not the biggest Notebook fan.
That's it.
You got no heart.
I mean, maybe when I was like 12 years old.
You got no.
Take that.
She's got no freaking heart. All right, John Ritchie.
I'll try to unwussify. Jurassic Park. The scene where the family. First, they venture into that open field, and there are brontosauruses foraging from the trees that are hundreds of feet overhead.
There they are.
Man, they look gigantic, and man, those things look real. That Jurassic Park, that moment, I don't know. I had never seen anything that looked and made me feel, and it even, like, thumped and thundered in the theater.
Like, I think it's the all-time, both the audience and the characters going wow at the same time moment.
That's pretty cool.
You know what amazing. I mean?
So the first Jurassic Park scene.
Yeah,
is
when they're in the Jeep Laura Dern's grabbing him, be like, look, right. It's so good.
Devin, a scene in a movie or a show with an animal.
I'm going to go with one of the final scenes of Homeward Bound when the dogs find their own or see their owners across the Golden Gate Bridge, and they start running, then they reunite. You can't not cry happy.
Do you think
tears,
that
you know?
Homeward Bound is a movie that people have all seen? Have you seen that?
I haven't. But
God,
you know.
Is this a children's movie?
Yeah, it's a kids' movie.
Yeah. A lot
I haven't
of people
seen
have
it
seen that
since
movie.
I was young.
Pretty famous.
John Ritchie, not exactly young in heart. Wait.
No, I think it's a children's movie, right?
Can I ask a dumb question regarding Ritchie's
It is
answer?
Absolutely a children's movie, yes. Go
yes,
ahead, Devin.
It is. Do dinosaurs classify as animals?
Yeah.
Yes.
They do?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But are you sure about that? Oh, here we go. Are you sure about that?
What else would they be?
For people looking at me on YouTube.
They could be like mammals. They could be like, we don't know. I don't know.
No, keep going.
No.
Do
you have more thoughts on this?
No, I think we should work this out.
Yeah.
Let's think about what they might be.
They're like a different era of the earth than when the animals that we know were born.
Yeah. So what would
created,
they
be? What would a woolly mammoth be?
What could they be?
What would like a woolly mammoth be?
That's a mammal. But they came after the dinosaurs.
True. Very
true. So you'd say that's animal. Not an animal?
Extinct animals aren't animals?
A woolly mammoth is a mammal.
So not an animal because it's a mammal.
Is an animal. Is a bug an animal?
Is
a bug an animal?
No, that's
yes, it is. It's not a mammal though.
Yeah. What?
Wow.
All right, you guys are ganging up on Devin, and it is not right, because I wouldn't have gone with a dinosaur either. So I got your back, Devin.
Thank you. A dinosaur is
Rhea, give me a scene with an animal.
Okay, I'm a sucker for this. The movie 8 Below, when he's got to leave the dogs in Antarctica, when he goes back and he hears the dogs barking.
Mm-hmm.
I will rewind it like 10 times when I'm watching it. Yeah. It just gets me every time.
Seltzer, a scene with an animal.
I will not take a haymaker. A movie we don't shout out enough. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino, when Brad Pitt, his dog Brandy, when they take on the Manson people, does the little whistle thing and the snap, and the dog goes nuts.
People.
Awesome.
There are big answers, guys. There are
That's
big answers.
That's a good movie. And that's recent
enough.
It's
a great movie.
I haven't seen it again yet, and maybe it's time.
All right, so listen, here's the deal. Give us a great scene in a movie or a show with an animal. Whoever provides the best answer, you win the Metallica tickets. Hopefully your justification's a little better than whatever Devin just stumbled into.
I just Googled it. They're reptiles.
She may have...
They classify as reptiles.
Sort of found her way out of it a little bit, but not really.
Reptiles are count as animals.
Yeah.
They do. No, no, I'm saying I was wrong, but they are reptiles.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were right.
We knew they didn't count as mammals. We weren't saying that.
Well, but I thought someone discovered that maybe some dinosaurs had wings, and like I didn't know what they classify... Or feathers, I mean. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, they're descendants of birds. Like pterodactyls.
James, in this case, less you, more Devin. So what... Rhea, you got to save her again?
I can't. When she went in wings and feathers,
This whole thing got all... This got all-timer.
I'm sorry.
All right, give us a big answer. An animal. Also, the Phils. Where do you stand on their season and kind of how you're digesting it? Good win last night. Wheeler, Schwarber, Casty, obviously Bone with a contribution as well. A lot of good stuff there. 215-592-9494. Back with all the calls on all of this on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you know, the best place to find all your favorite player props. And right now you can make the smarter play, the smartest play, with new performance trends. If you want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently or maybe even flirting with a potential triple-double, we'll get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. Once the game starts, well, that's when things get real interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win really big. And when you get started, you'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. What a deal. And you get that at FanDuel.com/hammer. Whether you apply it to the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, another game involving the local baseball squad later tonight, or any of the other action across the sports landscape, it's all there for you. Win and win big with FanDuel.com/hammer. I got to go back and watch this. I haven't seen
it
in a long time.
So good, dude.
I know. I remember. All right, so a scene in a movie with an animal, or a show with an animal, and the Phils. Let me give you the Twitter poll question of the day. As we've been discussing, it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, are you viewing the Philly season as A, glass half full, or B, glass half empty? People have been very quick triggered this year, and I get it, but they do have a pretty darn good baseball team. Probably will make the playoffs, could win the World Series. How do you view that?
Have you often been described as a quick trigger?
John. See, here's the problem. If I say never, then you're going to say, well, then you never had the chance. So I'm going to say no. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of a no-win. He'll find a way. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, John already won with the line to begin with.
He'll find a way.
John is so proud of himself right now. I've never seen anything.
He's in a mood today. I like it.
He is in a mood today.
This.
All right, second poll question is, I move on. Ben Simmons played a game the other day, lost. His team got eliminated. His contract has finally ended. Thank the Lord. Poll question. Do you think he's going to get another NBA deal? Basically, what we're getting at is, do you think his career ends or not? But what we're kind of getting at is, do you think a team's going to say, let's saddle up for a year with the Ben Simmons experience and all the nonsense that comes with it?
Does he put a butt
worth it?
In the seat?
No.
Does he put a butt in anyone's seat?
Well, I mean, think about this. Teams are going to be lining up after all the offseason shooting videos he's going to put out.
Exactly.
So, think about that.
But I think the bigger thing is this. Is he someone that can be a top 15 player on a team? Yes. He can defend. He can run. He's fast. He can rebound.
He could be a good bench player, theoretically, in theory.
Yeah. It's sort of like, do you want to sign up for the pain in the ass thing?
Right.
That's what the poll question's getting at. So do you think an NBA team signs him? Yes or no? All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. With everything we're discussing today, let's get to Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Doing great, Gary.
Hey, Ben Simmons, that would be a regular season contract possibility, playoffs, CFP.
It sounds like you think someone will sign him. Look, someone probably will. But I'll say this, it's possible he's played his last NBA game. That is not impossible.
There's always the New Orleans Jazz and the Washington Wizards. So, somebody will take them.
Look at you going with the New Orleans Jazz from like 50 years ago, wow. Right? Pete Maravich?
The New Orleans Jazz. Dude, what?
That was Maravich in the 70s.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I know what you meant, yep.
But anyway, as far as Phillies, half empty, because this bullpen is really, you can flip a coin each day, and day in, day out with the bullpen. But if your most valuable player right now on the team is Kyle Schwarber, I don't need to see him playing left field. If you want to give Bryce Harper a day off his feet, then give him a day off.
Gary, you know they made Game 6 of the World Series with Schwarber playing left. And I think this concept that it's impossible for him to play left is
Schwarber
just ridiculous.
Schwarber won a World Series playing left field for the Cubs.
Yeah, no, he was 10 years younger, but you're right. Yeah.
Gary,
he can't look. I think one of the things is, do you really want to do it to get JT's bat out there sometimes? I mean, that was part of the theory, that sometimes it's to get JT out there. Not that they've done it too much, but they have a little bit as a DH. Man, he's just backsliding. He just is.
Yeah.
Which is sad. It's nothing to rip him for. He's given the Phillies and he's given both baseball teams he's played for great service.
Right.
And he continues to. Well, behind the plate, but he's just not much of a hitter anymore. He's just not.
Well, I think this is another one of those things where you're overdoing.
Maybe.
Really do. Quick trigger. I think the JT trigger is the quickest of the
I'm going to stand by my prediction that he will be batting eighth in the postseason. I'll stand by it. Gary, give me an answer for a great scene in a movie or a show with an animal.
I'm going to go with the tiger in a hotel bathroom.
Oh yeah, that is a really good answer.
Are you sure he'll be batting eighth and not ninth behind Johan Rojas?
You know, Johan's still over 300.
I know, he's batting 303, man.
How is that real? How?
By the way, JT really just grounded into another double play. We just missed it. It just happened. Yeah.
Yeah. See, James, that's rude. Here I am saying there's nothing to rip the guy for.
But true.
You know, he's giving great service.
Hey,
you know what he might
Alec Boehm has hit into more than JT.
No one's slower on the planet.
Yeah. No one makes a tough double play look routine more than Alec Boehm.
And I feel like it's always with two outs, too. Oh. Like, it always ends the inning, and it's so deflating.
With one out, you mean.
With one out.
To
create two outs.
A double play always creates two
outs. You guys are just killing Devin this morning.
I'm just going to turn my mic off for the rest of the show.
I'm going to have to coach her during the break.
We love
Devin,
you
turn the mic off. You turn the mic off, I go, you know, so you're still
that
here.
That was TJ Hushmandazay. Thank you. We're just bringing back all the hits today.
Now that James, I was going to bring this up later, but James just went there with TJ Hushmandazay. So let me say this. I get a text message yesterday. And the text message is TJ Hushmandazay's cell phone number.
What?
And my buddy says, and trust me, he's got it. And my buddy says, you've got to get him on.
Oh, you're right, my God. Oh, what a good idea.
I got it.
Let's do this.
So just know, I won't show the camera.
Hey, TJ, only reason we're having you on is because of this audio.
I don't want to expose his phone number, but Devin, I'll just show real quick. I got his number. I don't know if you can see that. Probably not.
You know, people can like pause stuff and all that.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm doing it fast.
I don't want anyone to.
We believe you, Joe. You don't have to inadvertently.
I know, right?
So, John, do you know anything about his personality? Would he be a gamer to have some chuckles with the Devin's?
Yes. Absolutely. Good. He's doing media things, and he seems like a really fun guy.
Not the first time someone has mispronounced his name.
Maybe we get that going in the coming days. Let's get to Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Super, Patrick.
Hey, listen, I told Seltzer, there's no way. And Rhea, I'm sorry.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know you stepped in to help her out. There's no way you guys can just blow by what Devin just said. Devin.
Yeah.
Listen, man, that's really, you know, I don't even know where to begin.
I've left you.
We can tell you're like speechless.
Dinosaurs, like, I seriously, that's just unbelievable. And this is you're now at Joe's level when it comes to animals. Congratulations.
The animal.
That's actually like the meanest possible comparison.
It really does hurt.
Here you go. I'm gonna go one quick thing, Devin. I'm gonna go feed my. I got some hens and some goats and stuff. I'm gonna go feed my hens. I have 9 hens. How many wings you get out of them?
Oh, no. Oh boy.
Do I really have to answer this?
Well, no,
there is concern.
There is concern.
Yeah, there is concern.
You know what? She's like Alec Boehm that night. Boehm didn't want the ball hit to him at third. Right now,
hens.
I see
hens.
Is she 18. Saying I bleeping hate this place right now?
They have 18 wings.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. So there it is.
All right, better than Joe.
Hey.
Yeah, keep your sarcastic clap, Joe.
Were you uncertain?
No.
Okay.
I just didn't know if I actually was supposed to answer it or not.
All right, Patrick, what do you got?
She did seem certain. She was positive.
On our surging fight and fills, 2 good weeks in a row. What do you say?
Listen, I still see what I've seen all year, and you know, you're going to pigeonhole me into a glass half empty guy in a sense. I mean, listen, this team is good. This team is real good, no doubt. And I know our bats. You know, I said before, like a week, you know, the schedule is going to be helping us. We started at Chicago, you know, on the road, which didn't look like an easy task. But listen, they're gonna make some noise. But when I say the glass is half empty, I'm comparing it almost to the expectations that I've had with this team. And yeah, it does still go back a couple years, and it's just like this slide that I'm seeing. Even though we have we got a lot of talent. You know, the arms we have, the bullpen showing a little bit of life. Maybe there's something we can do later in the season. But, man, just, you know, and your point with JT, it is, look.
Yeah, he's sliding. I will say this, Patrick. I will say this to you and all the glass half empty folks. You know, maybe other than the Dodgers, everyone else has flaws too. I mean, you know, like. It is. It's just what it is. I mean, you know, like what the Eagles put out there at the end of the year when they were like a freaking Mack truck. That's rare in sports. I mean, the Eagles had some flaws this year, not many, but they had some, and they became an all-time juggernaut by the end. There's a lot of teams that win in baseball that have issues.
The Rangers just did a couple years ago. That was a that team had a 10-game losing streak in August, and they won the World Series.
Think about that.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's outrageous. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah. All right, Patrick, give me an answer for a scene in a movie or a show with an animal.
It's one of my all-time opening scene in Jaws. And it's a shark in the movie, and it's an animal, so it does qualify.
Yeah, no. So one of what could be a couple Jaws answers today, he goes with the opening scene. 215-592-9494. It's 7 o'clock today. AMA, you ask, we answer. Last call to get those questions in. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. What do you want to know? 7 o'clock, we'll have some fun with AMA. Also up ahead in 1 minute, something from Bill Simmons about Joel Embiid the other day. Interesting. Something to tuck away and be aware of. We'll get to that, the big guy, Joel, in 1 minute.
Mother's Day. It's time to honor the moms in our lives, the strong women who gave you unconditional love on your worst days, and those women who hold your home together, mom to your children, and she's your best friend, too. Now it's your turn to give back with the timeless gift from Benari Jewelers. Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square is your destination for timeless, beautiful, and meaningful gifts for all those we call mom. Show your love and gratitude with classic diamond earrings, a stunning diamond bracelet, an elegant diamond pendant, or the perfect forever symbol of your gratitude, a sophisticated diamond eternity band. Or browse Benari's extensive collection of famed designer David Yurman with the largest selection of David Yurman in all of Greater Philadelphia. From cable and chain bracelets to pendants with eye-catching precious colored stones, whatever you choose, Benari promises exceptional quality and uncompromising craftsmanship, just what mom deserves. Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square.
All right, so great to have you with us here on this Wednesday morning. So Tuesday night, a couple things in the NBA. Steph gets injured. I hope it's not too bad, because you just want to see a full Steph in the playoffs and give them a shot.
Yeah, especially we don't know how many more Steph.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. And I'd also say this, especially because he, like Jokic, and I would put Giannis in the group, three true stars that I actually
that show
like.
Up well, and that like I, actually play games.
Yeah, that
yeah.
I like
yeah,
because
totally.
Of that and other stuff.
And like, Jimmy Two's on that team too.
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying like that's fun team to kind of watch and root for in
no
the playoffs.
No question. So, you know, I mean, think how many stars, you know, just total pain in the ass.
I would like to see Jimmy get a title too. Like I think
well,
that guy,
the irony is he's a pain in the ass, but he has laid it on the line.
But we've seen him. You know,
I know,
I respect the type of way he goes about his business.
Well, I respect
other than
the way.
Getting out of Miami, whatever.
Out
or
of
getting
Miami,
out of here.
Out of Minnesota.
I should have said on the court.
Okay.
On the court. He does the same stuff as others, but
yes.
On the court he gives it his all.
Correct.
Every time.
All right.
We like CJ GJ too.
Exactly. So, but the other thing from the NBA last night was interesting. The Pacers took a 2-0 series lead in the East. Not expected.
Insane ending.
Correct. Yep. So, John, they pulled off something that's wild. Check this out. Since the NBA started tracking this stuff, 1997-98 season, which was the last season Jordan played with the Bulls, when a team is down by 7 points in the final minute of the fourth quarter or overtime, teams in that scenario up until 2 weeks ago had been 1-1,640.
No way.
The Pacers have pulled it off twice already in
the
playoffs.
Wow. Oh, that's this year?
Yeah.
They've done it twice in the last 2 weeks. Prior to that,
wow.
It was 1 win, 1,640 losses.
That's
crazy.
That's unbelievable.
Is Reggie Miller that one? I don't know.
I don't
maybe.
Know. That's
maybe.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So just unbelievable. All right. Joel, what's going to happen? I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get traded or not. I don't know if he's going to play or not be able to play. Bill Simmons floated a possibility the other day. Bill Simmons and John's buddy Ryan Russillo just discussing a potential with Joel. And this would kind of be a flyer by the Lakers. And the Sixers just taking the risk that he doesn't get good again. It's possible. Here's what they said.
Can you think of anything where if you're the Lakers, you go, now I have to think about this a little bit.
Embiid?
That's something the Lakers would like traditionally do.
Talk about get out of jail free cards.
I think the Sixers would do it in a second.
We'll give you all of our expirings and a first, and we'll get you out of the Joel Embiid business. Here's your get out of jail free card right now. You don't have to deal with them anymore.
I heard Embiid was available at the trade deadline. It'd be irresponsible to not even ask. Yeah, oh yeah.
Come on.
You think it's surprising that that Daryl would potentially float the idea?
I just hadn't heard that. I was excited about the info. Yeah. So, all right. That's my favorite Lakers move. All their expirings and two first round picks and they get Embiid. And Philly
so
just
not
gets
Reeves.
Reeves isn't in it.
Oh, Reeves isn't in it.
He's not in it. You don't even get Reeves. We don't know if Embiid's ever playing again. I'm like, I'll take Embiid. You can have one of our first round picks and here's some bunch of expirings.
So you hear at one point, one of them says one first round pick. One of them says two. I don't think they'll even get two. John, if I presented you with, let's just say one first round pick, like you get basically nothing back.
A Lakers pick, no less.
Right. That's what I mean by nothing. Cause they're going to be a playoff team, but you just remove Embiid from the salary cap, but you also remove his talent if he ever gets good again. You
so
doing it?
Are we just convinced so depressing? That he will never.
Well,
that's the question he's asking. Yeah. What do you think?
Now, listen, to be fair, the Sixers will be more informed than we are in guessing. I mean, they have his medicals. We don't. John, as we sit here today, if I could say to you, you get to snap your fingers. It's Dorothy and the ruby red slippers.
It's so tempting.
You're just out. You're out of it.
Exasperating the way that the way we've all been through this. You're ready to just say, "Yeah, I want to wash my hands of this. Please, just get it away, so I don't have to think about Joel.
Now, you know,
health problems and everything that comes with it. But I need to know for sure. I can't just do.
You're
this.
Not going to know for sure. More, yeah. You're not going to know for sure. The Sixers Embiid and Lakers would have to take a leap of faith from different ends. No one's going to know for sure. Here's what I will say: if he does get good again, which I don't think he will, okay. But if he does, and you got Cooper Flagg and you had Tyrese Maxey, then you could vault pretty.
I'm okay with that.
Meaning, yeah, you would trade him. I wanted you would.
I wanted him traded 2 years ago.
No,
by the way,
did.
Half of that report was not true, and B was not made available at the trade deadline.
He couldn't be.
Because he's not eligible until June.
Yeah, he couldn't be traded. Right. That
so
was
I don't
just
know
wrong.
Where that part whole was thing, faulty. That was kind of nonsense.
James, you snap your fingers and he's gone, yes or no?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, right?
I hate it. I feel like gross about it, but yeah, probably.
I think so, too. Look, you can weigh in on that. I mean, I feel gross about it as well, because you would lose the talent that could still take the court if he can. If he can. But I just can't believe in it much anymore.
And it would just be the end. Like, you know, it'd just be like officially, and in our minds it kind of is, but it'd be officially the end of it all. You know, that whole era.
I totally agree. And by the way,
officially the end for him to turn around and go out there and play with LeBron and Luka.
Well, if he's healthy, they could win a championship.
Try to win a championship.
Yeah, I mean, if he's healthy, obviously they could.
That team with Joel as their center, they don't have to lean in much to what he's doing.
But can he even play for two straight playoff months? Forget the 6 months of the regular season.
That's, yeah.
Can he play a game one and a game two and a game three and a game four? Probably not. All right, 215-592-9494. So if you want to weigh in on Joel, you certainly can. AMA, phone calls, and a ton up ahead on 94 WIP.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.